The international charity Doctors Without Borders says it still has no information about the whereabouts of Kenny Gluck, the aid worker who was kidnapped in Chechnya last week. Gunmen ambushed the four-car convoy in which Gluck was traveling south of the capital, Grozny. Gluck was abducted and another aid worker was wounded by gunfire. The kidnapping has drawn new attention to lawlessness in the breakaway Russian Republic. Natasha Yefimova reports from Moscow.
This trip was to be one of Kenny Gluck's last missions to the North Caucasus. The 38-year-old American is a humanitarian aid veteran. He worked in Chechnya during the first war 5 years ago, and throughout the current Chechen conflict, Gluck has repeatedly shed light on the monstrous conditions of the civilian population, both in public speeches and written reports. A few weeks ago, he appeared on Russian television and once again voiced his concerns. In good Russian, he introduced himself to viewers and went on to make it clear that Russian authorities are doing little to nothing to ease the suffering of the local population. The situation has changed little over the past year, he said with a furrowed brow. Doctors are working in crumbling hospitals. The only medicines they have are those delivered by aid groups. Children would freeze to death if it weren't for foreign help, he said. Since the first war in Chechnya, kidnapping has become a multi-million dollar business there. According to his colleagues, Gluck was perfectly aware of the dangers of his work.
Kenny was the one that always was very, very careful with security measurements.
Marcel von Soest is Director for International Operations at Doctors Without Borders in Amsterdam.
He was always the one talking to all the agencies who had an interest to start up assistance inside Chechnya, to brief them, to train them on all security.
In the wake of Gluck's kidnapping, Russian officials chided him and fellow aid workers for failing to keep military commanders abreast of their whereabouts. Doctors Without Borders counters that it complied with all existing regulations for working in the region. It's long been clear that no one has a handle on the situation in Chechnya. Not the Kremlin, not the military, not Chechen separatist leader Aslan Maskhadov. The area where Gluck was abducted is theoretically under the control of Russian troops. Nevertheless, officials quickly put the blame for Gluck's disappearance on Chechen rebels still operating in the region. But Moscow-based Chechen businessman Malik Seydulayev believes that Gluck's kidnapping may not be the work of Chechen rebels.
Both sides do it. We don't know who took him, rebels or bandits or some kind of special defense ministry unit.
Reports that Russian troops have engaged in illegal arms dealing, looting and torture have fueled all sorts of speculation. One reporter who's covered Chechnya extensively wrote that Gluck may well have been singled out for his vocal criticism of the government's inaction in providing relief. It's impossible to say right now who kidnapped Kenny Gluck, but one thing is clear. Aid organizations are pulling out of Chechnya, and as the 14-month war drags on through a second winter, this means Chechen civilians will be hit even harder by lack of heat, food, and medicine. For NPR News, I'm Natasha Yefimova from Moscow.